This is Annette McCaffrey talking with Rod Jackson, the leader of the New South Wales Sustaining the Basin Irrigated Farm Modernisation Project, about the types of on-farm works that are eligible for infrastructure funding and how irrigators should cost out their in-kind contributions. Okay, Rod, so in round one and the round of community meetings we've just recently held, there seemed to be a bit of confusion about what was eligible to be included in a bid within the project. Could you give us a bit of an idea of what types of things people can apply for within an application?
Well, the obvious things are the capital items that are associated with any irrigation modernisation project. So, you know, you're looking at earthworks, channels, drains, pipes and that sort of thing, or lateral moves, centre pivots, all those sort of capital items are, as you would appreciate, definitely included. But I guess some of the things that people may not think of when they're developing these bids, that, you know, obviously if somebody's putting in a lateral move or a centre pivot, part of the project may require removal of a fence or a re-siting of some power lines, that sort of thing. So anything that's associated with the installation of the irrigation infrastructure can be considered. In terms of in-kind, obviously what we mean by in-kind is that there's lots of irrigators out there with earth-moving equipment, scrapers, laser buckets, bulldozers, etc. So where people can make savings is they can use that equipment to contribute towards the project, and we call that in-kind. So if somebody was using a bulldozer, all we would need would be some logbooks or diaries that document how many hours that machine was used and the fuel usage and things like that. So all that can contribute to that 20% cash or in-kind, as I've stated before, under the guidelines. Some of the projects that we funded in round one typically were, as I said, those centre pivot lateral moves, but we did get a number of storage projects, storage reconfiguration. So, you know, many irrigators these days are looking to minimise evaporative losses. So there are a number of applications that we did fund in round one, looking at increasing bank heights and dividing storages into cells and that sort of thing. So those were the common projects that we funded, but there were a couple of subsurface drip projects. So there's lots of things that irrigators can look at. As provided the project proposal is a water-saving initiative, we're prepared to look at any proposal.
Okay, so you've covered in-kind works and how to value those. I guess the point to make there is that everything that irrigators add to their bid actually decreases the right competitiveness of their bid.
Just to be clear here, I guess when an irrigator, he or she, is submitting an application, in round one, we did get lots of irrigators that did build in price contingencies into their bid. So, you know, obviously exchange rates move and prices do fluctuate. So sometimes irrigators feel it's important that they build in contingencies. I guess the one thing I add there is that the more costs or the more you load up the cost of your project, the more likely it is that your bid will become uncompetitive. So I guess there's a trade-off with all these things. Sure, irrigators make sure that you don't under budget on these projects, but then again, the flip side is that the more cost you build in, the more your bid becomes more uncompetitive, if you like. So you just got to balance the two.
Thanks for that, Rod. Hopefully that will help a few irrigators with developing a competitive application in round two, which closes on Tuesday the 30th of April. This has been Annette McCaffrey. Good afternoon.